And you hit an owl.
So I guess somebody's been arrested for shooting around Trump on the golf course.
Again.
Okay. 144. Day by day. We started with a perfect square this morning. We'll do one this afternoon. Everybody know what I mean by perfect square?
12 square.
Yes. 12. All right. So the square root is an integer. Stand with me, please. We'll sing 144, day by day, all three verses. Buddy, could you open us in prayer, please?
Heavenly Father, thank you for this wonderful day that you're here with us. Lord, we just ask you to bless our time together as we hear and sing songs. We lift up the word of God, and Lord, we ask that you just apply it to our lives. Thank you for giving this one. In Jesus' name.
Thank you. You can be seated. Turn to 412. I don't know who Jan is, but apparently this is her tune. 412. If you look on the lower right, a passion for thee, we'll sing both verses. I have no idea what Jan's is. Passion for thee, both verses, 412.
Thank you.
Over to 176. There's a partial lunar eclipse on Tuesday. So since it's partial, I'm not going to mess with it. 176. only go for full lunar eclipses. The secret place, 176. Stand with me. We'll sing both verses. This is our offering hymn this evening. 176, the secret place.
Sick or traveling. Pray for Pastor as he's off traveling, and hope you'll bring them back to us safely. And Lord, as we grow closer, we hope you'll lead, guide, and direct our country and keep our heads up as we know it is your will be done. In Jesus' name, amen.
Thank you, Elliot. How are we doing, Chad? Were you on? Okay.
What?
What?
That was Tobias that played.
Thank you, Elliot, for most of today. Okay? And Tobias. Well, see how well you've done, Tobias? Okay? Because you did well. Thank you. And thank you for the correction, folks. All right. I think Chad actually made mention of this resource this morning. It's from the Faith and Freedom Coalition. So it's something that's not paid for by either party, either candidate. So if you are desirous, if you haven't looked at this, it's just very newsy, gives you the voting dates, and now that we have so much early voting and different things going on, but it's it just gives you 10 differences, and it's amazing how many people have no idea what candidate Harris really believes. So, yes, that's all. Yes, that is. So it's really interesting. If you notice in the bulletin, the thought process for tonight. We've been working in Psalms in our Sunday school class, but I just went a topical route of prayer. And I think you're going to see here in just a minute, this prayer for me, for you. And it'll probably be a series because I think there'll be another part two to John 17 as we finish up here this evening. But as I have been studying Psalms, it's just really burdened me the emotions, the laments, the things that come into this, you want to call it a Hebrew hymnal, and the different, it's people speaking to God. And I think that's what got me thinking about prayer. And you're going to see the first point of the second part is praying for protection. And last time I said, unless you live under a rock, you don't realize that the president was shot at for a second time, okay, this afternoon. And sorry, Raymond. you have construction going on at the house, so. But just for protection. So this is where we're talking about for us, for you, for me. And it's really, as I go through, I'm just going to make a real solemn admission that I need to improve my prayer life. So as we look, I've been working since the first of the year. You know, most of you know, I chose to retire. And so we're working on that retirement routine. And there's a few things that have, you know, I said, oh, new routine, more family, you know, more at church, and more in the community. And the community has taken on the part of being more active in the Republican Party. And it was probably just a few years ago that I really got involved when they decided to start pushing defund the police. That just tripped the trigger, you know, for Dr. Garland to really want to get involved in that. But I think for me personally, I need to improve my prayer life. And so that's where we're headed here tonight. And let's ask the Lord's blessing on this time. Father, as we look at our communication with you, Lord, I pray that we're where we need to be and that we just enjoy spending time with you. But Lord, as we look, help us to be a time of encouragement, of learning a few new points. But Lord, that we would be encouraged through your word here tonight. And we just ask this in Jesus' name. Amen. All right, as a young Christian, wow, March of 1972. So all of a sudden, you know, 72 years of being a child of the King. And I can remember one of the first things that I said. I couldn't quite understand why I needed to pray when God already knew everything. Why did I need to pray? So I hadn't had good teaching yet. And so anybody ever had, when you, if you can remember back when, you know, when the Lord first saved you, did you ever have that thought come across as, oh, if I miss prayer, it'd be okay. God knows already. You know, he knows all these things. Did y'all go through a time like that? Said, so why do I need to pray? There's a lot of other things I can serve him doing and all. Prayer. Is it necessary? So you don't have to show your raise of hands if anybody else struggled with that, you know, early on. But you know, prayer is a powerful practice. And Unger, I love the way in Christian doctrine, prayer is the expression of man's dependence upon God for all things. It is our communion with God and what habitual reverence is to praise, the habitual sense of dependence is to prayer. So the sense of dependence upon our Heavenly Father. So as we look, yeah, I can say there's 11 Hebrew and Greek terms that prayer is used for in our English Bibles. No, we're not going to go through those 11 those 11 words. Okay, we're going to focus on these, but it's this direct line of communication with God where you can express your deepest thoughts and feelings to a caring Heavenly Father. So just to start, there was four things that I look back on in my Christian life once I realized the answer to why do I need to pray? You know, when I got better teaching, there was just certain things, and you've probably in Sunday school class or other times, you'll probably hear some of these things, you know, that I have done in the past. But there's just four personal, very practical points about prayer that are special to me over these 50 plus years. And then we'll do four thoughts, very appropriate for today, about prayer and how I think I can improve my prayer life. So I think that is, as the kingdom comes closer and that day when the curse of sin is lifted, what a glorious day that will be. So the four, as we think about the things that you have heard before, at least from me, you know, praying for yourself daily. That's what I want to improve on. So I started thinking, I really can't care for others like I should if I don't take care of myself. Right? Moms, dads, brothers. You know, this idea, unless your needs are being met, it's going to be hard for you to really care for others. So I don't look at praying for yourself as an act of selfishness, but it's just an act of faith that shows you are relying on God to provide your needs. So not a selfish thing to pray for yourself. Now, if there's in Matthew 6, and I don't think you need to turn there. I'm going to read some of these passages. There's Old Testament, New Testament. We've kind of taken this up in our Sunday school classes. If we have this wonderful Old Testament as reminders and examples and this written for our benefit, but we always want to have a linchpin of the New Testament as a doctrine for the church. So you'll hear me bouncing back and forth from Old Testament to New Testament. But those four initial points that are very special to me is Matthew 6 was one of those first. Oh, Mike, if you're struggling with prayer, let me just introduce you to the Lord's Prayer. And as I find out, this really is a model prayer from Christ on his teaching. And so what is the Lord's model prayer? I like the idea as you read through how to pray, but their prayer is a relationship builder. It's talking and listening. It's God's design for binding us to him. We prepare by praying for most of our activities. And you've heard it said, this prayer shouldn't be a last resort. It should be a first response. So when we look at the things that Christ told his disciples, he says, we really don't need to impress or inform the Lord. That is one truth. He does know these things. All right, so that portion of Matthew on the Sermon on the Mount is a special program, and one that you might not have thought as much about. Pastor's done such a good job a few times since we've been here in Ephesians 6 when we talk about the full armor of God. You know, the whole armor of God. You know, when we go through stand therefore having your loins girded about with truth and having on the breastplate of righteousness, the gospel of peace, the shield of faith, the helmet of salvation, the sword of the Spirit, those six things. But a lot of times we get into the full armor of God. What is the one thing that, unless you're doing a book study, and so I appreciate so much about Pastor, you can't miss things as you do a book study. What's in verse 18, once you get through and take the helmet of salvation and the sword of the Spirit, which is the Word of God, verse 18 says, praying always with all prayer. So I think I would just say that in my life, we sit here and we talk about standing, but it requires prayer. to go along with these other six parts of our armor. And you've heard that when number three is when you're praying, there's a lot of times where you do public praying or you're just tired, weary. There's just a lot of different times that you do pray. And one of the things that I have used as a reminder is an acrostic, ACTS, Adoration, Confession, Thanksgiving, Supplication. So when you get caught unexpectedly going to pray, how do we pray? And I think it always has put me in good stead to say, we start off with love and praise and worship, adoration. But let's not forget to confess and agree with God what is the most important thing right then. Thanksgiving is always good. And then the last thing, supplications for yourself and for others. So as we already said just a minute ago, praying for yourself first is not selfish. You have to be prepared to be able to help others. And then number four, one of the things that more recently I've kind of run across, when you're praying, how do you pray? We talked a little bit about this in Sunday school this morning. Do you pray on your knees? Do you pray at your desk? As we've sung tonight, there's a quiet place, a secret place where you pray. But I would challenge you to think your Bible should be open while you're praying. Why? Why should your Bible, devotional book that has scripture, okay. But better that your whole Word of God is right in front of you. Why? One part of prayer is what? Me talking to my Heavenly Father. But prayer? How does God talk to us? It's His Word. So I would just challenge you to consider that thought as we look. So those four things have been part of my life for a while now. But as I want to kind of improve, we're going to talk about protection, guidance, strength, and purpose. And we'll do some Old Testament, New Testament, but it's really interesting. The first point that I put on my outline was protection. So there's a lot of things to be protected from, right now. So, but as we look about protection, if we look at, I'll just turn there and read. In Psalm 91, 1 and 2, we sang about this already. He that dwelleth in the secret place of the Most High shall abide under the shadow of the Almighty. I will say of the Lord, He is my refuge and my fortress, my God, in Him will I trust. So just that protection, just saying, Lord, You are my refuge and my fortress. Guard my very heart and my mind from fear, anxiety. Establish Your peace in my heart as only You can. And as we went there to Ephesians 6, 10 through 13 starts talking about where the actual battle lines are drawn in putting the full armor of God to stand, but protection. the physical and spiritual battles around me. And they are, the more you get into the Lord's work, the more personal evangelism, the more you get out in public, and even in the political arena, when you're asked to pray, people know who you are. And when they ask you to pray, they know who you are. And that whole idea of praying as we are equipped, but I think that as you are out here, there will be times where you will be attacked. Well, you don't maybe set out to be attacked, but it's going to happen. You know, Pastor, he's not joking about it, but take up your cross and follow me. So as you get further into service for the Lord or public service, so anybody, is President Trump the only president that's been under two assassination attempts? Is there anybody else that's had two? I don't think so. You know, so as he gets out in public, well, we know Iran hates him and already has his number. But there's a lot of hatred, you know, out here as you try to stand for something different. So as we look in Second Corinthians, where one of our pastors, Lynn, up in Indiana, this was one of his favorite verses. 2 Corinthians 10, 3 through 5 said, and Paul is speaking of his spiritual authority, but he gets in and says, for though we walk in the flesh, we do not war in the flesh. For the weapons of our warfare are not carnal, but mighty through God to the pulling down of strongholds, casting down imaginations and everything that exalteth itself against the knowledge of God, bringing into captivity every thought to the obedience of Christ. So as we talk about protection and what the warfare that we're going to be into, that is special to me, bringing into captivity every thought to the obedience of Christ. So guard me against negative thoughts and doubts and fears, and just bring everything captive to Christ. And so that's part of increasing the power of prayer, is just asking for the Lord's protection for yourself. And then you just expand from there and go to your family and friends, but to you first. Thank you for being our refuge and our fortress. All right, so we move on to the second thing. Protection is just one of those basic, I think I heard at the last political meeting I went to that here in Clark County, the top three issues that we have right here is the economy, public safety, and homelessness. This is Clark County, and probably the whole state of Georgia, probably number three would not be homelessness. But for us that have kind of rolled out the red carpet for sanctuary city kind of status, I know we aren't. Legally we can't be, but we wrote a little encouragement. So when you stop somebody on the street, it's the economy, it's my pocketbook, stupid. It's public safety, protection, and the homeless situation that we have out here. So that's the protection we're talking about. Now, guidance. When we sit here and talk about guidance, Lord, I need your divine guidance to make the best decisions today and every day. If you're familiar with Isaiah 55, says, "For my thoughts are not your thoughts, neither are your ways my ways, saith the Lord. For as the heavens are higher than the earth, so are my ways higher than your ways, and my thoughts your thoughts." So for guidance there, Isaiah 55, 9 says it pretty well. And then somebody very close to me loves Proverbs 3, 5, 6, and 7. And if you think of Proverbs 5, 6, and 7, guide my steps, help me not to lean on my own understanding, so that you will make my paths straight. Or put, as the King James says, trust in the Lord with all thine heart. Lean not unto thine own understanding. In all thy ways acknowledge him, and he shall direct thy paths. Be not wise in your own eyes. Fear the Lord and depart from evil. So when we ask about having guidance, we want to go to the right source. Isaiah 55 is telling us that. And then Solomon is pretty well focused on trust in the Lord and not in your own ways. Can you think of a New Testament, maybe a little not your first thought, but if I want to talk about guidance. When you read James chapter 1, and he's talking about 2 through 5 of chapter 1. My brethren, count it all joy when you fall into diverse temptations, knowing this, that the trying of your faith worketh patience. Yes. And let patience have her perfect work. Yes. And be perfect and entire, wanting nothing. So within the context, verse 5, if any of you lack wisdom, let him ask of God, that giveth to all men liberally and upbraideth not, and it shall be given him. So specifically, this wisdom is if we are struggling with trials. But that pretty well takes care of a lot of things. So if anyone lacks wisdom, they should ask for that discernment. And so I started thinking, clarity to see opportunities, as we talk about guidance. Clarity to see opportunities before me. Courage to walk boldly. Patience to wait circumspectly. With faith, trusting his plan. Perseverance to stay true to his direction, so that my decisions are a reflection of my faith in him and will bring honor and glory to his name. So, the third thing is that I am looking forward to, other than just for protection, guidance, strength. So, Isaiah 41:10 talks about strengthening me, but it's been, my Isaiah just left. So let me just say this for the sake of time. Strengthen me when I am weak, so I can stand firm and not be shaken by the storms and trials of life. 41:10 says, the Lord will be with me. He is my rock, and he will strengthen, he will help, and he will sustain. And that strengthen is just helping you regain your focus. So Isaiah 41:10. And we know from Joshua 1:9, as Joshua went to take Moses' place, in the first chapter, verses 4 and 9, you command me to be strong and courageous, because you will be with me wherever I go. Let me approach every day with a boldness to face physical and emotional struggles and these spiritual battles. You know, Joshua had some stiff-necked, hard-headed, and it's not isolated to Joshua. But to be put in charge of those folks was difficult. So he needed extra strength, but he could look back and say, oh, you were with Moses, and that was good. But as we think about, for me, one of the special verses back into the New Testament is in 1 Peter, where most of these letters were written in times of severe tribulation. And 1 Peter 5:7, casting all your care upon him, for he careth for you. So finding strength and rest in difficult times, drawing upon this infinite reservoir of strength that God is, and to know that he cares for us. So as we look for strength for the day, and then the last thing is number 4, purpose. So you think, wow, you've asked for these 3 other things. There's a whole lot more that could be on my list. But this purpose, you know, as we think about God and his purpose, if I think about the Psalms that we've been going through in our Sunday school class, I think of Psalm 33:3, and it just says, sing unto him a new song, play skillfully with a loud voice, basically rejoice in the Lord. And this new song is fresh every day. So with purpose, give me a new song with freshness to serve you. And we actually have preached through Psalm 23. And if you wanted purpose there, you know, the Lord is my shepherd. I shall not want. He maketh me to lie down in the green pastures. He leadeth me beside the still waters. He restores my soul. So help me notice and appreciate everything wonderful that should direct my attention to the Lord. It could be a sunrise to inspire me with the promise of a new day, or a sunset to remind me of his faithfulness. A blooming flower, the laughter of a child, all these wonderful things that give us purpose. So fill my heart with purpose and passion. Align my desires with your will. Help me to see your bigger eternal plan. Help me see this. And then when I struggle, we can always come back to Romans 8:28, which is probably a linchpin for many you know, of us in it. And we know that all things work together for good to them that love God, to them who are the called according to his purpose. So that's when I'm struggling with doubt, when I'm looking for that new song, a fresh song for the day, knowing that I'm not going to have needs that he can't provide for there in Psalm 23. But when I am struggling with doubt, remind me of those promises and plans that you work for those, for good, for those who love you. So when we think about the struggles that we go through, I want to just say, it's not selfish to pray for yourself. And particularly this week, Lynn shared something with me that I wanted to share with you guys tonight. Is she was a little down on not just the debate, but just the way our world is and what our country is going through and just everything flying around. And as I sit here and talk about purpose and what I really want to improve my prayer life on, this is my Father's world. In our new hymnal, it's 147. I almost, Elliot called you and said, hey, let's do 147 to close on, but we can just, it's verse 3 that gripped my heart. Think about this. This is my Father's world. Oh, let me ne'er forget. What? That though the wrong seems oft so strong, what? God is the ruler yet. This is my Father's world. The battle is not done. Jesus who died shall be satisfied, and earth and heaven be one. There is good theology in that third verse. And let's just, this is my Father's world. Oh, let me ne'er forget that though the wrong seems oft so strong, God is the ruler yet. This is my Father's world. The battle is not done. Jesus who died shall be satisfied, and earth and heaven be one. So I think that is, thank you, Lynn. That was so special. So as I look, don't know if we don't get called up yonder, and if I teach again, my next message will be out of John 17. So we did the model's prayer, but John 17 we know as Christ's high priestly prayer. So as we think about praying for ourselves, praying for others, just if you get a chance, just read through, because John 17, the whole chapter, we know it as Jesus' high priestly prayer. So what was he praying for? Because Scripture very seldom records that Jesus prayed, because he, what? He did it alone many times. So there wasn't a lot recorded, but there's sometimes he wants us to hear his prayer for our benefit. So there in Matthew 6, when Lazarus was raised, but John 17 reveals his deepest concern for us. It's the longest recorded prayer of Christ, and it's also really his final one. And if you look it gives an account of his earthly mission to the Father who sent him. That's the key of what John 17 is. And it can be very easily outlined. Because I said, well, I have time to do some of this. Don't be foolish, Mike. It's 10 till 6 now. But this whole idea of he prays in the first five verses for his glory with the Father. Then he prays for his disciples' security, 6 through 12. And then he wants them to be set apart for service. So he prays for his disciples' sanctity. But then he prays in 20 through 26 for us. He prays for the church's unity. So I look forward to, you know, improving my prayer life. I think, again, it's not selfish to pray for yourself. It's vital to keep growing spiritually. And if I leave you with one thing, it is enjoy communicating with your Heavenly Father. Oh, wow. Enjoy communicating with Him. You know, and I think that should motivate you to spend more time with Him. The people we care about, we want to spend time with them. And who is God but our wonderful, loving, Heavenly Father? And this is my Father's world. Let's pray. Father, we stand amazed. Your amazing grace that saved a wretch like me. Father, that you would want me to pray and to build a relationship with you. What an unbelievable opportunity just to be able to abide and dwell with you. Father, I pray for myself that I would strengthen my prayer life so that I might be better able to meet the needs of those that I come in contact with. And I pray this for each one of us here tonight, the faithful that are here, Lord, that we would just stand strong in these last days, even as Paul's favorite church there in Ephesus. But we stand. But the big part of it is praying we stand. So I just thank you for this time. We look forward to go out and to share the good news of the gospel, because that is truly Christ is the answer to these things that confront us moment by moment. We ask this in Jesus' name. Amen.